Hi, this is Bob from Boston, Massachusetts, and you're watching Living in Las Vegas on the Vegas Video Network.
Thank you, Bob. Living in Las Vegas starts now.
Getting right into it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yes, baby.
Take that. Now your host,
sing it for the Scotty,
a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Yeah,
Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome everybody to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, very good. And if you'll allow me to, I shall congratulate you, the viewer or the listener, for you are consuming the longest-running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Las Vegas, which means what? We're not only going to cover what it's like to live here. No, we're thinking adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places in the Valley. And guess what? If you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, you're a fan of our fair city, well, this show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Hey, we're live every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific time at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, that's VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Be a part of the fun. Be a part of the live chat. Get yourself in here. We got people showing up sometimes an hour before the big show. Why? Because they love each other. They bring each other to their own collective bosoms. And that's all that you really can ask for from a live chat, right? I mean, that's where I'm coming from. By the way, they have some of the nice bosoms I have ever seen. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. How you doing? Hot stuff. I am the owner of the Vegas Video Network. I've been running this thing here for, well, I've been running the Vegas Video Network since 2010, been an online broadcaster since 2006. So if you like what you're seeing, it's all about me. If you don't, it's all about him. It's Wayne. It's Pippin Wayne, everybody.
Is this the part where I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Is that all you got?
I thought we'd take an over-under on how long your intro would take, but no.
Welcome back. No.
Always good to be here.
It's a damn shame people weren't here during the pre-show, because all I got was a little bit of mean, unhappy conspiracy theory Wayne telling me that everybody's watching everything I do. And how did he break that up? A little bit of drum solo.
Exactly. I took you to a little trip down memory lane, well, got you it. All nice and in the comfort zone, warm and fuzzy.
That's right. Very good. Give me an over-under, my brother.
Oh, boy. These days, let's go an hour and 38 minutes.
Ooh, I'm going to bet the under on that one. Hey, we got new in the live chat, Charity. Is she a stripper? No, that would not be right. Well, how did she discover us? Niche to profit.
Yeah.
Boy, is she
niche,
in for a...
If you took some French classes like I did.
Niche. She's going to be in for a bit of a rude awakening. She's like, look at Danny. She's nice and sweet. Look at Scott. Well, he's absolutely the devil incarnate. And where is she from? Reno, the happiest, smallest, big city.
Biggest little city.
Small in the whole world. Also, C. Walken. Clearly, Christopher Walken. He wouldn't respond to our questions about who he was, but he did say he wanted more cowbell.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. And also, we want to say thanks to Bob LaBerge for the opening video. Of course, many people know that he is our very own Scorsese.
Yeah, that's, again, the production quality, man. I went to school and I can't even pull that off.
I've seen your work. You're right.
Mm-hmm. That's why I could do live.
Okay.
I didn't know it was Christmas today.
It's Christmas again. We had so much fun the last time that we're bringing Pick Your Poison back. And to explain how Pick Your Poison works, ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Crowe.
So what's going to happen is Scott and I are going to take alternating turns. Which one's my camera? I usually have a four director.
Well, you're going to have that camera or that camera. Which one you like?
Scott and I are going to take turns spinning the big wheel here, the biggest little wheel in the room.
There you go.
And it's going to land on a topic. Let's say, for example, dive bars.
Dive bars.
I will. Scott will give us a reason or give us a dive bar that he thinks is means something to him, something that he believes in.
Yeah.
I'm then going to tell him why he's an idiot and he's stupid for thinking that, and then give him the correct answer.
Yeah. Okay, that was well done. Then we're going to debate, and then we're going to let the live chat. See, this is where the live chat gets part of it. They're going to vote on which one of us was correct. So far, I am, now I don't want to brag, but I'm 8 for 10. That's by my numbers. Okay, shall we begin?
Let's.
Please start your spin. Ooh, that was a strong, powerful spin.
That's how I do things.
And strip view, the best place for a large, I will clarify, strip view.
I spun, please, with the honors, Mr. 8 for 10.
Oh.
Scott Whitney.
Fair enough. Okay. Let me write this down so I don't forget it. Well, there are many options for the strip view, of course. But what you have to figure out is angle of the option. What I mean by that, of course, is this. Listen, you can see the strip view from many properties, but some of those properties give you an angle that doesn't really give you a sense for what is really happening. I'll give an example. So, for example, Mandalay Bay. A lot of people like the Mandalay Bay. It's a nice view. Ah, but is it a real strip view? The answer, of course, is no. It's not a real strip view because it misses the dog leg to the right. So you're missing half of it. Now, you may be up there and going, hey, fuck, this is easy to walk. I'll walk that. You'll get yourself on the strip. You'll start walking down. You're like, what's this fucking turn right here? Next thing you know, you're in the heat. You look like Wayne after a couple minutes doing the show. You're all sweaty and icky, and you can't have any more fun. You're fucked. Here is the best strip view in Las Vegas. Of course, it is the Stratosphere. Why? Well, first of all, it's 1,000 and 5,000, 6 million feet in the tall in the air. Second thing, it's on the goddamn Las Vegas Boulevard. You look down and you see. Is there any bonus to that, Scott? Of course there is. That's what I'm here for. Let's say that you're up there and you're looking at the strip and you're like, you know, I'd like to see something else, but I'm too tired to move. Again, very much like Wayne. Well, you don't have to worry, because once an hour, that whole little bad boy spins around so you get to see the entire valley. So my selection would be Stratosphere, Wayne.
Well, Scott, the reason why you don't sweat as much is because you and your 1% friends are all insulated in your Panamanian paper LLCs and corporations that keep you warm at night. So where the rest of us normal folks go, because, yeah, if you want to look down the strip and see, I don't know, maybe Naked City or all the gloriousness that is Baltimore Avenue and Missouri Lane as you enter into the Stratosphere, sure, but I prefer my view with a little less crack transactions going on beneath me.
Mm-hmm,
so if you actually want to take in the whole strip, yeah, and not just the side boob of the strip, I would recommend the Rio. If you go up to the very top floor, you've got the Steakhouse Voodoo Lounge, and then you can actually go outside and see the whole strip from A to Z, your precious little Stratosphere,
okay,
down to the Mandalay, right there in front of you in widescreen,
okay,
like most of the video is presented these days.
Thank you so much for that income. If I might rebut that, because here's what I'll give you credit for. I feel like I want to say, Wayne, you ignorant slut. The problem is, first, A, you said that you can see Naked City. Actually, you can't, because when you're 1,100 feet up, you're not as looking down like this and going, oh, there's Naked City. In fact, you don't see Naked City at all. Second of all, strip view. Not the top of the buildings on the strip view, but actually the view of the strip itself. I will now allow the live chat to vote. Do you like Stratosphere or do you like Rio, who I eventually will be a locals casino like anything else that side of 15? We've got Rio. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
You guys out of your mind?
Oh, we're up to three now. We're up to four.
All right. Well.
Mm-hmm.
I have. Oh,
how's
my
that, how's
God.
How's that 8 and 10 doing?
Holy fuck.
Mm-hmm. Has there been one vote? Oh, we're up to 5.
Jesus.
We're up to 6. We're up to 7.
Wow. This is insane. Well,
Scott.
Okay.
I
can take it. Mm-hmm. I can take it.
I don't need to tell you you're wrong when the entire chat room is.
Wow. That was unbelievable. Okay, well, apparently reason has left the house And the Rio gets this. God damn. Unbelievable. I got to drink something stronger than fucking Coors Light. I'll tell you that. Okay. Oops, where's my pen? I will say this. I'm very proud
that
of
I was
you.
Right.
Well, I'm proud of you. You handled it well.
I
think you're so fucking wrong.
With a beatdown like that, I don't need to start celebrating it with a touchdown dance.
Okay, here we go.
Your turn to spin.
Yes, sir. What do we got going here, fellas? Ah, Rio. That's unbelievable. Okay, we've got liquor store. You may begin.
You know, I don't know about you, but I like a liquor store where I don't have to worry. I can't make that joke. That would be a little too soon and a little inappropriate. So with that being said.
Is that a Prince joke?
No. Whether you're in the Summerlin side of town or where the smart people live over in Henderson, there's a Total Wine near you. You have a complete selection. Do you want anything from single bottles up to kegs? Do you want a nice Cabernet, a Merlot, or maybe just a Riesling? They have everything in between. It's nice.
Are you
it's
watching
clean.
Yourself up here? Because it's pretty funny.
Yeah, well.
but not in a funny, humorous way. In a funny, scary way.
I'm confident in my appearance.
Fair enough.
It's convenient. It's easy to get into. I feel very classy when I go there. I don't feel like I'm in college getting ready to load up a frat party like you and your Silicon Valley friends used to do with your Merlots sitting in your villas by the ocean, drinking your wine, eating your couscous. Oh, who made this couscous? I simply must know who made this couscous.
That's Scott? Good. Very good. So Total Wine, was that? I couldn't hear out of all that bullshit you were just saying. Total Wine is your entry.
Total Wine.
Excellent. Total Wine is a new entry into the Las Vegas. God bless their little new heart. And, you know, they've come in here hoping to wow young people with their big buildings. Of course, the place that's consistently voted as the best liquor store in all of Las Vegas isn't one liquor store, isn't two, it's more like 15. Of course, that's Lee's Liquor. Now, Lee's Liquor excel in a place that actually I'm a little surprised you didn't get this, and that is in cost. I'll give you an example. I just was at Lee's Liquor this weekend to buy some tequila. You know those big giant bottles of tequila? $20. Unbelievable price. Nothing cheaper than that. So it's not so much about, oh, that's pretty fancy. Oh, that's real nice. Oh, they give me a sip. Lee's Liquor does that, of course. It's about pricing. It's about, I'm worried about the little people, God damn it. Yes, I may be 1%, but God damn it, I want everybody to be able to buy a big fucking gallon of tequila for $20. So my vote, Total Wine. Actually, it's my favorite place. I would much rather go to Total Wine. So we're going to go Total Wine on that one. it is actually a pretty outstanding place, Total Wine.
It is, yeah.
But I will say that I wasn't lying. Lee's Liquor does typically have better prices when they're on sale.
I mean, if you're worried about price, I mean, hell.
I'm just looking out for you.
Just spend some time in jail and brew yourself some toilet Pinot.
Toilet Pinot. Holy shit, that sounds great. All right. By the way, for you tourists and fans, Total Wine actually is a huge discovery. So Lee's Liquors are everywhere. You've probably driven by a Lee's Liquor at some point. You probably haven't driven by a Total Wine because there are one of them all the way in Summerlin and one's in, I don't, where is it in Henderson?
Right on the corner of Stephanie and Sunset.
Stephanie
and Warm Springs, right okay. Next to Sunset Station.
Okay. So it's out there a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So, but it's a great place. They've done good there. And you can get Frank and Marino wine.
Can you?
Champagne, actually. And vodka.
I had some friends go there and buy some Snoop Dogg liquor. He signed the bottle.
Did he?
He was there.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, okay. Not surprising.
Spin the wheel.
You know what? Let's go that way.
Uh-oh. Look at that. It was a surprising agreement on this. This never happened before. We'll see if it continues. We've got Cirque Show. Cirque Show. Have you been to any Cirque Shows? Please say you've been to at least one Cirque Show.
Great. Yeah, I've been to them all.
Okay, great. I'll go because you went for you spun. Is that how we're going to do this? Okay, so I have seen every single Cirque show here in Las Vegas. But wait, there's more. I have seen probably six Cirque shows outside of Las Vegas. Arguably, I am a Cirque expert.
Okay.
So, for example, I will go ahead and throw out real fast, Believe. Believe you should stay the fuck away from Luxor if you want to see a Cirque show, because that's not the one you want to go. So let's just go ahead and push that aside, shall we? All right. I have seen the Mystere. I've seen O. I've seen Ka. I've seen the Elvis one. I've seen them all. They all are good. But one is great. Simply great. This is the show that when I went and saw it, yes?
Illusions by Jan Ruven, not a Cirque show.
No, it's not. It's not any show anymore. Because he's doing, I don't know. Well, he was doing acrobatics. He was doing 5 to 13. Now he's doing 5 to 20. That's a great joke, by the way. I just made that up. Okay. So I've seen every show. The typical Cirque show is super acrobatic. Lots of running around and doing kind of shit. And it's very, very cool. This show that I saw here in Las Vegas, when I saw it, I was so affected by it that it made me think about what I should be doing with my life 3 days afterwards. It was a huge effect on me. Never been to any show from anybody where I came out of there going, holy shit, I am proud to be a human because humans did that. And I got to work harder because those humans did that. I should do more. It actually was the genesis of starting the Vegas Video Network. I saw that and said, I got to do more. I went and saw the same show again about 3 years later. Didn't have a three-day effect, but it had a day effect. It was huge. And that show is Love by Cirque du Soleil. It's the Beatles theme show. And here's the other thing that makes this show amazing for me. I'm not a big Beatles fan. As a matter of fact, Beatles kind of creep me out a little bit. They're a little wacky, a little LSD-esque. Even though I didn't like the music was perfect in there. The sound, the use of the Beatles themselves, the acrobatics, which aren't as big as all the other shows, was amazing. Anybody who I've sent there has come back saying the same thing. It was the best Cirque show they've ever seen.
Well, Scott, as the Beatles say, all you need is love. I think all you need is a brain if you think that's the best Cirque show in town. Clearly, you want to talk about the Beatles and they creep you out and the effect it had on you. Let's talk about the effect that my nomination had on not only this country, but the world in general.
If you're reading the live chat and then going to suck up to these people, I'm going to be unhappy with you.
No. Because unlike you, Scott, I don't live in this artsy fantasy land where sugar plum fairies dance and give me inspiration and life dreams, and I have these epiphanies that come to me. I live in reality. I enjoy the entertainment, and
reality is about spying on people you fuck.
Yeah, I get paid for that.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just cut to the chase.
Let's just get to
the one show that truly is the best Cirque show in town, and that is one, Michael Jackson.
Oh my God!
Yep, the king of pop and his influence on this world is felt worldwide. Such classics. Billie Jean, Dirty Diana was playing on my stereo on the way in. So you and your Beatles can all get in your little yellow submarine, but I'm going to live a little bit more dangerously.
I'm gonna take a risk on this one. You've seen one show. One is my guess. Because of all the shows...
I'll give you the over-under.
Okay, of all the shows that are Cirque shows, remember when I threw Believe under the bus? Mm. You know who's driving the bus? One. One. All right, live chat. Let's go ahead and vote. And by the way, if any of you say one, I'm fucking banning you because I'm not having that kind of idiocy in my fucking live chat. We're voting. We're waiting. It's between Love or One. Love. What?
One three times.
Yeah, Christopher Walken's, you know. Mm-hmm. Love. Okay.
Oh, there's another one.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw one. We got a no vote. Colin wasn't. You're going to narrowly please squeak this out.
I could,
which
not
means I'm still on. I'm no basically undefeated.
You are. No. Here's the deal. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. God bless you for making me laugh.
Well,
it's been a rough week. And that brought me up a little bit.
That's what you bring me in for.
Okay. Is it my turn to terminate this, right?
It is. Yes, because that was a reverse spin. Much like Michael Jackson, I went underhanded on that one.
That's funny. Okay. Thai food. The concept of dead air has been lost on our good friend Wayne.
Thai food. You know, when I think of Thai food, there's a lot of things that come to mind.
I could tell.
What else is around here? Do you want to do this next time?
Sir McDonald's.
Yeah.
Do you mean Chinese food?
Right.
If you want to say, I don't, you can say.
I've never eaten Thai food in my life. I'm 34 years old. I've never even set foot in a Thai place.
All right, then I'll put out two. Here's what we'll do. I'll give you two.
Mm.
You decide, based upon what I'm telling you, which of the two you would like.
All right, let me get on Dirty Dining here.
Yeah. Fucking Dirty Dining. Okay. I should talk about that too, but I won't. All right, there's two. So the most well-known Thai restaurant in Las Vegas is called Lotus of Siam. It is over on east side of Sahara. It's right by the Green Door. So you know where that is, right? That's a cool swinging place, right? There's also a couple other sex clubs there that you would not know unless you know people who would know. And I happen to know people who would know. So Lotus of Siam is always the place that gets all the juice. I've been there probably four or five times, mainly because friends hear about it because it gets all this juice. And so it's good. It's all right. And then the other one is called Latai. And Latai is on Fremont Street, on the East Fremont Street part, newer place. The Lotus of Siam, huge, very, very large. Actually well known for a wine list that it has. All kinds of food. It's been kind of mixed for me. The last time I was there, it was very good. Latai, completely different approach. Small, probably no wider than this studio here. Always busy. You can eat out in the back, and when it's hot like this, they've got steamy fucking misters blowing on you, which is kind of a weird vibe. They got a little bar on the side. Quite frankly, it actually has a bit of a hipper vibe, and I happen to like the food better. So if it were me, I would actually pick something that most people haven't heard of, except for a lot of the folks in the live chat who happen to be fans of Las Vegas, and that would be Latai.
Well, Scott, I'm proud to say that I know nothing about your little orgy of 1040 Schedule A-ers. So on that note,
were you studying these?
Can I get some information on your
No, schedule? You fucking dick.
Fidelio, is that the password?
Fideio, yes, that's it. So what, live chat, besides Latai and Lotus of Siam, anything that's that jumps out at you guys? If not, I think I'm going to go with Latai. It's not what most people would select. Lotus of Siam is still getting all kinds of juice. But I really do like the Latai. Glenn's got Latai. Glenn's got Latai twice. He really likes Latai. Where's Thai next to Urban Rye? Well, that's not Thai. Okay. All right. So
does
Latai
rhyme,
it is.
Though.
It does rhyme. Well, you know, he's a poet. All right. How many have we done? We've done.
I think that's three or four.
Four. We'll do one more.
I have to finish strong. Gee, I can't wait to see what's next. Vegetarian buffets.
You're such a girl. Please spin. Oh my God, it's vegetarian buffets. Oh. Dive bars.
Oh, we did this last time.
It's not on there. I didn't have it.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Yeah, we did dive bars last
Why
time.
Why don't I have it on my list?
Well, apparently.
Did we do dive bars?
We did
dive
do dive bars.
Damn it.
Apparently, you were too busy.
It wasn't on my list.
Filing up more LLCs.
Hey, live chat, do you guys remember us doing dive bars? What was it? What did we come to?
I didn't really have a great option. Because I go to more upper class places.
Oh, all of a sudden now you're the upper. We did do it? Son of a bitch. Hold on. Chat for a minute.
Okay. I want to say, I don't remember what you selected. Some on, was it on Maryland Parkway maybe?
No, I know which one I would select. It's the one on Harmon. Or not Harmon.
It's a jazz place sometimes, or music?
No, this is a real dive bar. Oh, you're thinking the dispensary.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm thinking of. Mm. I gotta find it.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting the name.
You see, when I go somewhere, I don't want to have to worry about if they're on dirty dining or not.
Yeah.
And if the dish rags used to wipe the bar have been cleaned since the reggae. Oh, you said Atomic Liquor.
No, I didn't say that.
Someone said Atomic Liquor.
Yeah, it might have,
I don't know. Maybe I just reached for them.
That wasn't me. Hold on. I'll find it in a second.
So with that being said,
where is it? Stage door.
Oh, yeah.
I like stage door because we're like, did we goddamn do that? That really makes me unhappy. So are you guys sure we did dive bar? Are we sure we did dive bars? I feel like we might have. Let's do one more then.
Okay.
Ah, fuck it. Let's not do it. That just makes me unhappy-ish. Something else. Oh, you want to just pick one? Go ahead and pick one.
What do we got? I can't open mic. Mice.
Off street, nice restaurant.
Off street?
Yeah.
How about off strip?
Off strip, nice restaurant. We'll do that one.
I spun, so.
Oh, okay. Fuck. I'm so pissed off about this. I can't even stand it. All right, here we go. This one, feeling pretty good about this one. I've been to many, many off-strip nice restaurants here because I am in the 1%. For example, I'm a big fan of Urban Rye. But we've taken, this is the place that we go to. We've talked about it on the show many times. We've taken people who are fans of the shows, people who are goodest and bestest friends, and every single person who has been to this restaurant has come away saying it was the best they've ever had. And that restaurant is, you're right, Glenn, it's Echo and Rig, which is at Tivoli in Summerlin. It's a such a well-done restaurant and bar, great food, small plate, but not like a tapas small plate, just smaller portions, really reasonably priced, great stuff there. And then when you go into the meat menu, instead of getting this $50 prime rib or $50 ribeye that you can't eat, they do these steaks are about half the size. The service is excellent. The drinks are excellent. It's just a fantastic place. Again, it's Echo and Rig. And I've got somebody in the live chat, Glenn, who can't stop talking about how great it is. I'm expecting you're going to say,
you know,
out
Scott,
Outback.
When I go into a restaurant, I don't want to have to, much like a casino, ask my server if they issue credit at their establishment. And if I can go ahead and bring my FICO score up so that we can start ordering an appetizer.
I love that you talk from ignorance.
I am going to talk about a place that actually is fairly new that people might not know about that was just featured on Eater Las Vegas's 19 newest hottest restaurants.
Oh, then it must be good because that place is not fucking full of shills. Jesus Christ.
This is a restaurant that has some European influence that is, like as I mentioned, new to the Las Vegas area, but it is something that is a favorite far and wide outside of Las Vegas.
Sizzler.
The restaurant at IKEA.
Oh, you are such an idiot.
You can go up there, take the family. With Swedish meatballs, they're excellent. You know, you can get the meatball plate. 10 meatballs with mashed potatoes, lagenberry jam, and mixed veggies.
Yeah.
I took three people. I took three people there for lunch.
Right? Man, you are a high roller. How's that promotion going?
Three people for lunch with soup, salad, and dessert. I recommend the caramel apple tarts.
Well,
$18.
Well.
You get to enjoy a brand new dining room that overlooks the Red Rock Mountains.
New. Yeah, it's brand new.
It overlooks.
But you have to build it to get in.
Overlooks Red Rock. And it was number 6 on Eater Las Vegas' hottest new restaurant
again,
Las Vegas.
It was so funny. Before you even said the restaurant, I'm like, oh, yeah, Eater Las Vegas. They're a well-respected bunch of fucking shills. And all of a sudden, I was right. So, oh, by the way, your takedown about having to have a credit score, small plates, $6. Can you swing $6? If not, you might want to ask your boss for a raise.
Why get a small plate when I can get a whole smorgasbord?
Well, first of all, it's a struggle to say it. Second of all, you have to spell it and say it because you can't have it. Okay, live chat. Are we going to go with Echo and Rig or what has happened to our friend Wayne? Should we actually reach out and get him saved? I'm not going to even go there. I'm just going to say that's it. Okay, stand by. All right, we got that.
That's fantastic
was,
value.
What was that? That was... fancy.
Where else can you enjoy Scandinavian food while enjoying the picturesque views of our own?
Okay,
backyard?
We've got Echo in. Okay, so that's it. We're going to take a quick break. And I'm going to. A little smelling salts for Wayne. Maybe get him some good liquor. I don't know. I'm a little worried for him. And let's all, while we're taking a break, pray for Wayne. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Medical Network. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Come on!
Yeah! Axl Rose playing with AC/DC, proving that the apocalypse is upon us. Okay! This is a part of the show where people send us questions and we answer them. If we don't have the answers, we make them up. If a woman or female sends it in, then the co-host reads it. If a male sends it in, then I read it. Our first email is from Laura Meekin, who I believe is in the UK. Laura writes,
and I quote.
And I quote.
Hey, Scott. Apologies, this might be too late for your show this week, because it's like after 2 p.m. on Tuesday, but was almost in bed, and a tweet came up from MGM Resorts about their loyalty program, M-Life.
M-Life.
Are these cards worth it? Mm. I like Don't Gamble, which should turn into a Valley Girl here. I like Don't Gamble, but we stayed at an MGM property last year, and we're doing this year, and we'll probably continue to do so after you mentioned the new Caesars property taxes, and we eat and shop in the resorts. So should we get life cards? Or do these things only really benefit the gamers? It doesn't really give you much of an idea online, which is, I guess, the whole idea. Anyways, bedtime for me. Have a great show. I'll catch you on YouTube on Wednesday, or you can catch him on Twitter like the cool kids do. All the best to Brett. Laura, not near pool season weather, but it's warming up. Meekin.
Thank you, Laura.
I feel like I'm inclined to start on this one.
Please
since,
do.
Since
well, you are
have a little knowledge.
You are connected with some casino in here. We're not allowed to say.
I'm juiced in.
But he is a member of a property here in the Las Vegas.
The Palms.
He's responsible for spying on you, so just so you know, that's the fucker who did it. Okay, please begin.
So, Laura, I'm going to peer into your. Let me just type in here and get your address.
Blue eyes.
Locate my baby nanny cam feed for that IP address. Mm-hmm. Honestly, Laura, and the industry would not be happy with me saying this. There's really not a benefit. If you're not going to gamble at any velocity over several thousand dollars, $1,000.
Actually, that brings up a real good question. So we did this parking thing a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they said that their Pearl, which is their lowest colored card, you get some stuff. You finally get some stuff, but no one.
You
really
get comped parking.
Yeah. Well, yes. Mm-hmm. But what do you know? Do you have a sense for what that might be? How much you have to gamble to get to that level?
Yeah, that's usually on their website, and I'm actually pulling
it
up right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that was actually on there.
You just have to do the conversion. What they'll do is they'll always lay out the tiers by points.
Okay.
So 0 to 1,000, 1,000 to what have you.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can.
While you're looking that up, do they don't give you any credit for like food, beverage?
No, so here's what's going to happen. The only real benefit, this is kind of like a conversation we had, how much is your personal information worth? If your personal information is worth $5 in free slot play, or your personal information is worth a T-shirt that is stamped with a little lion on it,
I'm not a member,
or a head with a wreath around it,
yeah.
Then sure, if that's your price, then... Wow, knock yourself out. However, to really get out of that initial sign up tier, you're going to have to gamble at least $1,000+ worth
a year.
No, usually those program earning periods are 6 months, anywhere from 1/4 to 6 month earning periods that then either give you the next period graced in or resets.
Now I know a couple of people who watch the show or listen to the show are at the very top of either Caesars or MGM. If you know what those tiers are, if you could email that to us, that'd be terrific. I'm just curious to how to work, because I had thought that there might be credit for dining at a restaurant, going to a show, using the bar.
There certainly
those
is.
Kind of things.
There certainly is. Especially the strip properties. If you buy a Rolex in the gift shop, if you get a cabana out at the pool, if you stop at the steakhouse, you will absolutely earn points.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The strip moved in this big shift Las Vegas is going through to non-gaming amenities. And Steve Wynn today, I don't know if you saw this, Steve Wynn said non-gaming is now more important to him than gaming.
Yeah, okay.
Even though he said he doesn't like nightclubs and doesn't understand it, maybe he'll see that one day, or maybe he won't.
Probably not.
So, but the problem is, even then, unless you're spending at such a frequency, thousands of dollars, there really is no benefit. It's just the main things those return are your free slot play.
Yeah,
and or you know, match game, they call match game table play, and occasionally comped rooms.
Right,
but comped room now is the new misnomer in town. I don't know if you knew this. So at Caesars, you can get a comped room, and guess what? When you check in, they're still going to charge you a resort fee on that comped room.
Right, $30 or whatever it is.
On your comped room, so your comped room is $30 plus the taxes and fees, additional taxes and fees that go onto that. And if you're at MGM, your comped room now is going to cost you $10 in parking,
right?
Et cetera, et cetera. Those only get waived at the highest tiers. If you're gambling at a high level and you're gambling without a reward card, you're stupid.
You're an idiot, right?
Because that's when they will literally throw the doors open to whatever you want.
Sure.
But anything below those top two tiers, you're really just signing up for some coupons and email spam.
That's interesting. So I don't disagree with what you're saying. I know a few people, a few friends who have come here and who've gotten amazing deals for rooms, comp rooms, free rooms, or you know, heavily discounted rooms, and actually in a variety of properties, not just MGM or Caesars, but like Wynn and Sands properties, which is Venetian Palazzo as well. And these guys aren't big spenders. They come here, they spend a few hundred dollars a day, maybe, and they're here for a couple days or maybe a couple weeks, whatever. But I sense that they really enjoy the ability to get those free rooms. But I completely agree with what you're saying, which is if you're willing to give your identification, all of it, for, you know, a coupon, then go ahead and do it. So that's why I have no cards with anybody. Because it just, the whole thing, because I don't gamble for one thing, not because I'm against it, because I know how it works.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to give people money that I know I'm not going to get back. But if you want to get, I tell you what, you get one of those emails that says you're going to get a free room, that feels pretty sexy. So if that's what you're into, Laura, I would say go ahead and do that.
Now, there's very, very few. There's some limited exceptions to that. For example, I went to the Palms 3 weeks ago, and I got a card, and I played maybe $100. I recently, last week, got an email offer. Come on back to the Palms. Thanks for your new sign up. Already on your card is $50 of free slot play and $20 in food. So there are some of the more off-strip casinos that, you know, occasionally now and then will throw you a coupon bone if you're in the rewards program to try to get you in like any other business that offers you 10% off or a free T-shirt or, you know, all those mail-in freebies at Fry's.
Right.
but by and large, anything on the strip, I just pulled up, for example, MGM's M Life tiers, like she was mentioning. Just to get to that Pearl level is 25,000 tier credits.
Oh, look at that.
So that means you're looking at $25,000 of coin in. So if you sit at a video poker machine.
Wait, explain to people what coin,
yep,
coin in is.
Coin in is when, it's the, irregardless, which is not a word, but regardless of win or loss, coin in is every time you spin the reel. So if you put it, if you play a dollar and you get a cherry and you get your dollar back, that was still a dollar of coin in, despite the fact that you're at even.
Right.
So let's, I don't have a calculator on me, but I don't know if you've got one over there. 25,000 tier credits. If, let's say you sat at a video poker machine and you played absolutely perfect strategy, so your payback is going to be, I don't know, depending on the machine, 98%, let's say. Let's say you get a really good machine.
Yep.
So 25,000 tier credits. We're going to times that by 0.98 because let's say you get that money back. You'd ha- oh, no, I should have divided probably.
Well, you can multiply it by 0.98.
So you roughly, to get to that Pearl level, have to lose. Why can't I do the math on this correctly?
What are you trying to do? Let me see.
If you, we're trying, I'm trying to do.
You get a 0.98. You lose. Well, it actually, that's not correct. That's not how that works. Because I can put in $100. I can play.
And you're gonna get 98 back.
Right. So then you play again. So that's 98 times 2.
So 2%, I'm sorry.
That's what it is.
So what's, give me 0.02 times 25,000. And that's
right.
Approximately on perfect play video poker, what's
500.
That's what it would cost you just to get into the Pearl tier.
That's
and
good
that's
math.
Assuming
yeah.
perfect play.
Right.
And that, you know, the machine is not in a cold streak and what have you.
So that's interesting though, because for a lot of people who are on vacation here, that $500 is about what they would bet during a vacation. So that might put you at a Pearl, but the problem is if it's every 6 months it resets, mm-hmm. and you only come out here once a year, you'll never be a Pearl, or you'll be a Pearl after you leave.
Right.
So
and
that's
you lost $500 to save $10 on your parking.
Right. Or whatever else. But that's
assuming 98%.
Right.
Let me tell you, the average slot machine in Vegas is nowhere near 98%.
Well, not on the strip for sure.
No, it's more in the 85 to 89 range. So now just, I mean,
wow, that's really interesting.
Do the math.
That was good math, though. Okay. All right. So that was, so basically we're saying, Lauren, if it was us, probably not. I mentioned this last week. I was talking about a gentleman who is a high roller, and it was MGM, both MGM and Caesars didn't really treat him very well. And I said, you know, there are other properties out there who would probably like to take him. I'm going to read to you an example of what the Cosmopolitan is trying to do to steal high-level players from other casinos. And this VP of slot operations from Cosmo writes, "Dear Fred, please allow me to make your acquaintance and introduce myself as the Vice President of Slot Operations and Marketing at the Cosmo. The purpose of this letter is to briefly tell you about some exciting changes that have been made at our resort in the past year. It appears that you haven't visited us in quite some time, so you may be surprised and excited about what we have done. Oof. With a recent change in ownership and management, including myself, there has been a renewed focus on catering to our casino guests. Since opening several years ago, we simply did not do a great job. Taking care of our casino guests, more specifically, our slot players. I can guarantee you, those days are over. The casino itself has been completely reborn. The music has changed. Right.
Yeah.
The carpet, the chains, the lighting, chairs, lighting, signage, machines, and the overall casino layout has been all enhanced. By the way, when we were there a couple of weeks ago, it was packed. It's very impressive. On New Year's Eve 2016, we unveiled our new multi-million dollar high-limit slot lounge representing the finest in gaming services and amenities. Our loyalty program, Identity Member and Rewards, is the most lucrative rewards program on the Las Vegas Strip. For the same amount of coin-in, remember coin-in?
Mm-hmm.
Of our slot machines compared to our neighbors, you receive as much as 3 times the amount of points free slot play,
boy,
depending on your tier. We continue to reward you with real points that have real value for a majority of the time you spend here. We will continue to enhance our food, and he lists a bunch of stuff. Here's the offer. For a limited time, we are going to do our best.
Our operator standing by.
Right. We're going to do our best to match a competing strip casino's offer for you at our resort, as we would like to for you experience. Simply email, blah, 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 match my offer at yada, yada, yada. With a photo screenshot of your current offer, dates requested, and your identity number. I look forward to welcoming you back. So what these guys are basically saying is, if you're a super black diamond, crystal cave, whatever you call it, over mm-hmm. at MGM, mm-hmm. guess what you are here? You're a super black diamond, crystal clave,
well,
whatever you want to call it,
right,
within the identity world. And Stuart's like, either these guys are desperate or they finally have a clue.
They're getting a clue. You know, they opened up and they were the only casino on the strip where they were losing money in the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were one of the first to try to be one of these cool,
yeah,
non-gaming, we're going to have the nightclub, we're going to have the restaurants, we're going to have the pool.
Yep.
And they literally did almost nothing. You know, they put a casino out there and said, oh, hey, we have a casino. Word in the industry is that they are definitely now trying to turn a profit in the casino, increase the revenue there. I haven't been in there. I have heard they've laid it out differently.
It's nice.
I know when I'm going to the Bellagio Fountains, I love to park at the Cosmo.
You know what? They're rebuilding the Chandelier Bar.
Oh, good for them. It was nice before, though.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. So that was good for them. You know, tied back to the card, Cosmo, when they first opened, did have a good promo. You could lose $100, get their card. If you lost $100, they would put $100 back on your card in free slot play.
Holy shit.
And then you could try to, get back to.
Right.
That was a good promo. So if you've got something like that going on, I would revise what I said about the cards, but MGM and Caesars.
So, interesting. You know, like I said, we were there a couple of weeks ago. I was impressed by how busy it was. Their rooms are very nice. We were at a suite visiting the Perrys, and I'm like, wow, this is a pretty nice
room.
Didn't
have the wraparound.
It wasn't a wraparound one, which is the east building, the tall building.
I was in a corner one time that had a wraparound. Those are nice.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Right, so they're also pretty expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, what the hell expense? All right, real quick stories first. Intro video. We saw Bob do it. We've seen lots of people do it. Wayne hasn't do it because, well, you know, Wayne's too important and busy. He doesn't actually watch the show. He just shows up for the show. But we would like
I see the tweets.
We would like you to do an intro video like Bob did. And here's how you do it. You take your camera, your phone, you rotate it this way so you're in landscape and you just shoot it. And here's what you say. Something like, hey, I'm Dave Smith from Effingham, Illinois, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. The Living in Las Vegas podcast, or the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. And then if you want to stick something in there kind of pithy, kind of funny, that would be great. And you're going to just send it off to OnAirQ at livinginlv.com. Be sure to shoot in this direction here. That's called landscape. Wayne?
Friends don't let friends take vertical video.
They do not. Talk to me about stadiums, my brother.
This is a renaissance time in Las Vegas. Woo-hoo! When it comes to stadiums. First off, the T-Mobile, was built on the new park MGM. Did you mention that? Monte Carlo is going to change the name?
Oh, yeah. No.
So Monte Carlo will now, or should I say the new park MGM, as if they needed to bring more attention to their parking situation. Park MGM. Now has the T-Mobile arena outside of it. It's had some concerts. I guess
very well received.
Everyone in town is going to get on board with this. Garth Brooks is going to sell out and do a world record, like 6 or 7 straight sellouts.
I wouldn't doubt it. Guy's a monster.
He's setting up for that.
Yep.
The word on the street is that Vegas is going to get a hockey team June 22nd. It will be announced, and they will play there.
Confirmed-ished.
Confirmed-ished.
Yeah.
They're going to play there at the T-Mobile arena.
Yep.
Because for the longest time, all we really had was the Thomas and Mack Center.
Right.
It did UNLV basketball. It did the rodeo. It did some Supercross or some WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Whenever that came through.
Right.
But that facility, and they've kept it up. They remodeled it last year, put in some new seats, changed, widened the concourse a little, but it's showing its age.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's MGM Grand Garden, which also has had motocross and those kind of things and all the big concerts as well. 17,000 people.
You've got that.
Garden.
You've got Mandalay Bay Event Center.
About 15,000, I think.
But those aren't true arenas. They're more converted spaces that can do arena things. Or
have you been to MGM Grand Garden?
I have. Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking arena.
It is, but you could do a trade show there. Or
not in the fucking Grand Garden.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about? Are you still kind of freaked out that you picked one for your Cirque show? Because there's no goddamn way.
IKEA for my restaurant?
Right, there's no way.
I wondered how could I top the one, so I went with the IKEA. But that's in a casino. I mean, we're talking standalone arenas. I mean, you look at a city like anything else, Cleveland, Detroit, and those are in economically depressed areas. And what do they have? They have a baseball stadium.
Yeah.
They have a football stadium.
But they have a baseball team.
They have a hockey
team,
arena.
And they have a hockey
basketball team.
They got those teams.
They do.
We've got Bupkis.
Well, you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? I think the stadium comes first, then the team comes.
Well, clearly.
So that's what's happened in this case. So you got the T-Mobile Arena. Then I feel bad for the hockey folks because just as hockey was gaining some momentum, the Oakland Raiders said, hey, maybe we should go to Vegas. And all of a sudden, everyone was like, we're going to have hockey to football, Raiders, 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 football, Raiders, football, Raiders, now.
So
everybody's forgotten about that because now the talk is about building a 1.3 to 1.4, but who's estimating, billion-dollar stadium, hoping to lure the Raiders to town somewhere near the Strip as well.
Good idea.
That's going to be approximately 65,000 seats. Now, here's the little bit of the sticking point if you want to find the stick in the mud. They need $750 million to kind of, you know,
whoops,
just polish the brass a little bit.
Yeah. Where's that money come from, Wayne?
Well, they're proposing several sources, but the main one is to institute another 1% or so tax on hotels and rental cars.
Do you have an opinion on that, Wayne? Because I do.
I like football, and I think Las Vegas Raiders sounds pretty cool.
Fuck. God damn it. All right, look. Hockey, great. By the way, T-Mobile is a success. There's no question about it. Whether you liked it or not, whether you believe the park is any good, whether you realize there's a 5,000 space arena or theater or whatever you're calling it, going to be built on what once was the Monte Carlo, now going to be called the
Park MGM.
But it's actually two things. They're going to do the
The Nomad.
Yeah.
But it's two things right now. Did you know that?
Hotel 32. Yeah, right. And Nomad is spelled like a drunk guy who doesn't really know what capital. Right. You know, it's fucking all of that. But it's supposed to be real big in Miami. That went real well with Fountain Blue, by the way. I hope that.
Do you know the rumor is that's selling
to do well.
Soon?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Great. That's great. Here's the problem. Let's see if we can just suck more money out of our tourists, right? Because we haven't just said. I mean, first of all, let's begin with. Yeah. Resort fee, $35 on average on the on the old Strip. How much is that as a percentage of the bill? Well, it depends on where you stay, but it's a fucking percentage.
Up to 100%.
Right, if you're at Strat. But wait, I have an idea. Let's go ahead and start charging for parking, but other places do it. But God damn it, we're not like other places. That's the point of Las Vegas, is being fucking different. And they're losing their cool. They're no longer the cool kids in the school. And we were the cool kids in the cool school since about 1950. We owned the cool kids in the school.
Yep.
And now MGM is pissing all over it. And there's no question that the other properties are going to go, those idiots took the heat. We're just going to fucking do it ourselves. That's
this
a real problem.
This is 2016's resort fees.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. But wait, there's more. Now we want to build a stadium. Listen, I'm all for building stadiums. Fuck, build 20 of them. I don't care. But do what they did at T-Mobile. Who paid for that? MGM paid for it, and AEG or AES, or whatever those fuckers are called. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That's the way it should be, because when all the money comes into that place, who gets it? MGM and AEG. They should get all the goddamn money. Fucking, that's awesome.
Now, not getting out of pick your poison mode here, that is slightly myopic in that you have to have some public funds, and I'll tell you why. Because that stadium is not only going to benefit a professional team, UNLV is going to play there as well. And so if you're going to do renovations or you're going to build UNLV a new stadium, there's going to be cost associated with that.
Well, it depends on where it stays. If it's at UNLV, they may play it. But then UNLV should pitch in. Listen, I don't buy it.
Well, where do you think UNLV funds come from?
I don't give a fuck. Then charge the kids who are going there because they'll take advantage of it. But I don't think it's fair for Bill from fucking Poughkeepsie to pay for a fucking stadium that he's never going to visit because that's what he's doing. That's the kind of shit that pisses me off. God damn it. Let the fucking tourists. Look, we're already charging them $18 a fucking drink. That should be enough. You know what? Take a dollar out of the goddamn gin and tonic and send that over to the fucking arena. It's just, come on. Enough, man. Take your big pants on and fucking pay for your goddamn arena if you need it. And by the way, the fucking guy from the Raiders, get a fucking stylist.
Yeah, because that's the worst
fucking haircut. Supercuts would be a step up, wouldn't it?
It would.
Fuck.
Now, here's the thing. The tourist taxes, there are tourist taxes currently in place.
Oh, there's a fuckload of them.
Exactly. And they pay for things that some people never use, i.e. the convention center. Some people do. Tom from Poughkeepsie might not be going to the convention center. She's the woman we just talked to about the NLife program isn't going to the convention center.
Okay, here's the difference between that. I'm not saying that's good, by the way, but here's the difference. The convention center actually helps keep Las Vegas afloat. When we say that there are 43 million people who come here, which is how many people came last year, a large number of those people are people who are coming to conventions. So you're goddamn right we're investing in the convention centers because that is our bread and butter. And it's not just LVCVA, by the way. Sands is a convention center. MGM has a convention. Aria is about ready to build a fucking convention center. Why? Mm-hmm. Because Cirque Show fucking took a shit.
Hard Rock to everyone.
Everybody's
people
doing.
Can't. Mandalay Bay built it all the way out to the street.
Right. So I don't begrudge the fact that these guys are doing some kind of tax to help cover that convention thing.
But why shouldn't that be a private industry?
Because that actually lifts everybody up in Las Vegas. It lifts everybody. If you come to the convention, it lifts me up. If you go and if you're
come in for a football game, that lifts everybody up.
It's not the same numbers. It can't be
It's
the
not
same
the same numbers,
numbers
but
that's but the
it's
difference.
Still the same.
But that's the fucking difference. It's an investment. It's the return on fucking investment. You can't say that creating a stadium that only has
65,000.
Eight games.
Ten.
Eight.
Two preseason.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck. Okay. I'll give you 10 games. Fuck. There you go. 10 games. That's going to have the same impact as all the people who come. One convention can cover those games.
But we're not talking Las Vegas doesn't have a convention center. Which one do we build? As we just mentioned, private industry is tripping over themselves to double their convention space.
Yeah, because it's important to us.
It
because
is, but it exists already.
But it's still not enough. That's why they're fucking building them. If there was more capacity, then they wouldn't fucking build them. There is no capacity need for a football stadium right now. But that's not my point.
It's additional incremental.
Hold on. Okay. I don't have a problem with them building a stadium. I don't want them to charge fucking tourists to do that. Now, they want to charge me? Awesome. Put it to a vote. Put it to a fucking vote, and we'll see if the Las Vegas people here really need that fucking thing. By the way, when the hockey guys came around, they did a pre-thing where they're like, you know, do you want to be season ticket holders? They were looking for 10,000 people. They got over 10,000 people signing up, and they had to put in $100 or whatever to do that. That was a show of strength. That was impressive. I was actually surprised by how well that was. And Brett, by the way, is one of those guys. Okay, so look now. All right. Just go to the people. Hey, we want you guys to pay. I think it's not $750 to us. I think it's $350 million. I forget the number.
It's $750.
I don't think $750 is what they're going to do, what they're going to get from the tax.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Put that to a fucking vote. Doesn't happen.
Now, let me ask you a question, though, because I'm going to strike a little near and dear to your heart. And I saw this in the chat, and it actually reminded me of something I already saw. You know what else tourist taxes went to?
Ah.
The Smith Center.
Okay.
Why should I pay?
How do you know that?
Because it's a fact.
Well, I don't know that. Well, if that's the case, I don't think that's right.
Yeah, well, I believe the number was 200 to 300 million.
Well, I don't think
went
that's
to
right.
the Smith Center. So Twitter had to pay for that, so you could go see Esteban play in the cabaret.
Well, he didn't play there. He actually couldn't even get in there. But that's so just because it happened doesn't mean I think it's correct. Actually, Smith Center was funded by rental car taxes.
It's the same. That's what they're going to do with this. Okay, but it's a tourist tax.
But what I'm saying is this.
Concession fee.
I don't think that's correct.
Well, I don't see the outrage to the Smith Center a stadium.
If 5 years ago you'd have said, we're ripping off people who are renting cars to pay for this, I would have said, that's fucking bullshit. God damn it, the city should cover the cost.
Well,
don't fuck with the tourist. I just don't think it's fair. Eventually, we're going to keep pinging fuckers, and they're eventually going to say, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I'm going to Orlando. I'm going to go to fucking Disney World, and I'm going to have a party there because they can party just as well as they can here. They just can't gamble, and they'll fucking fix that if they want to as well.
They can. I just don't see how you can use hundreds of millions in public money for the Smith Center, which is an entertainment venture.
I don't agree with it.
I understand that. But here, my logic is, if you might not have agreed with it, but it happened, so how can you say this is okay to fund with tourist tax dollars?
I'm not saying
not
it
you.
Was.
I'm saying the people, the state legislature.
You're not hearing me.
The state legislature. I'm taking it above you. I understand you're now saying you were against the Smith Center.
You make it sound like I wasn't before.
No.
I disagree
okay.
with you.
Okay, let's say you've all... Scott Whitney, for the record, has always been against using tourist funds to build private or whatever it might be.
I am pro-tourist.
Okay. He's pro-tourist. But at this point, that money's already been spent.
Okay.
So how
does it
can
make
you
it
say
right?
It doesn't make it right?
Doesn't make it right. That
but,
argument is...
But how can you say that... not you. How can the state legislature say this is okay, but this form of entertainment's not?
It's a red herring. It's a false argument. You can't... Just because something happened doesn't mean you can use it again. If that was wrong and you think it's wrong, it's okay to say it's wrong over here.
Okay, you might, but the majority of people don't.
Hold on. That's why I say put it to a vote. Put it to a fucking vote. And let the people vote. Yeah, we'll fucking pay for that. Then the majority will say yes.
Let's have a vote on the Smith Center then. And if they say no, let's tear it down and sell the...
It's too late, Wayne.
Oh,
for fuck's sake. But do this. But I'll even do this. Put it to a vote. Do we want to tax other people for that? Now, maybe we will. Maybe Las Vegans are a bunch of fucking sycophantic pieces of shit who don't know how to protect the people who actually make it so that we can live here a lot better than anywhere else. And that may be the case. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, given that the number one steak restaurant here is fucking Outback for much of these fucking retards. So that could possibly happen. But nonetheless, I just think there is no question that rich folks, rich companies, rich people, whatever, could gather their little bucket of gold and say, you know what, we can cover the cost. And by the way, the NFL is paying for that stadium as well. If it happens here, NFL's kicking in $200,000,
yep. $2 million,
and fucking what's-his-name wants to put in $350 or whatever.
Million.
I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, boy. Get in there. Mm-hmm. Keep the fucking haircut. Put in $300 million. I won't make fun of it.
Yes.
That's the deal. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Sands going, oh, yeah, we're going to build another fucking stadium because there's not quite enough capacity
right.
here.
Right. They want a 17,000-seat music-specific venue behind the Venetian on Koval.
All right. That's it. Okay. I'm going to do one more. Haddam, how are we doing on time? Pretty good. We're going to play a new game called Track Scott's Weight Loss. Scotty's on a diet.
Again.
Yeah. It's been about 4 years. Yeah. It's been a while. I've decided I'm tired of being a fat fuck. And I've done this new diet. It's called the 5-2 diet. I really wish I had more time to talk about this because it's fucking fascinating. But the
so is every other thing you told me about.
Man, you take a good look.
Yeah,
take a really good look.
Oh, Wayne, you got to check out this Lose It app. Look what I can do.
Oh, it's good.
I can scan this barcode and then I can.
Oh, it's a good app.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you got to use it.
Oh, do you?
I didn't say it was flawless.
Okay.
It
right.
was good. But this was the app. And the app actually worked until I decided I don't like counting calories. It's a fucking pain in the ass. 5-2 diet. Here's how it works. Sounds crazy. 5 days, eat whatever you want normally. 2 days, fasting. Fasting being defined as 600 calories for a man, 500 calories for a woman.
That is Ramadan. Sheikh Mohammed's guy.
Here's interesting about this. The concept behind it, there's a really interesting documentary on the BBC about this. I think it's called Eat, Diet, Fast, or something like that.
Eat, Pray, Love.
something. It was a really interesting documentary, and the concept is this. Here it is. What you do is, if you look back at us human folks back in, like, when we were out running away from grizzly bears and shit.
Pterodactyls.
When our, yeah, we weren't actually there during that time, but God bless your public education.
The Flintstones
Ohio
told me we
whatever,
were.
Right. So
Kent Reed, Kent Wright, Kent State.
Right, Kent State. That's funny. So here's how this, here's the concept behind this, and it's pretty cool. So when you, the way we eat today is it's almost constant food coming in. So your body spends most of its time dealing with the constant influx of food. So your pancreas is doing its work and your liver is doing its work, and it's, you know, taking out, it's throwing out insulin to cover that shit up.
Your liver's working overtime.
Fucking A. So when you fast, that mimics kind of what happened when we were back, you know, sometimes finding food and sometimes not. What your body does, and this has been proven out by just blood tests, being able to see these different kinds of readings. And I don't remember all the readings, but what's interesting is this. Your body actually reacts differently in a short fast. It's A, of course, it burns fat, which is possible, which is good, but it also recovers and repairs parts of your body. So it makes you actually more efficient because your body's like, oh, shit, you're not eating. So it does repair plus weight loss. It's pretty cool. I've been on it for a week. I've lost 4 pounds. So I am going to report back to you every week and let you know how I'm doing. My goal is to lose 30 pounds. All right. Let's
Real quick, that was called Eat Fast and Live Longer. And in response to that, the UK National Health Service have termed it a fad diet.
Yeah. Guess what? A lot of people are doing it. My buddy lost 30 pounds on it. I'm going to lose 30 fucking pounds on it. Mr. fucking dark color-y bastardy fuck. Okay, we're going to do one chat potpourri, and then I'm going to put a bullet in Wayne's head. Okay, chat. Wait, Jimmy, actually, here's another MGM parking question. What are your thoughts on new MGM parking pay machines having the ability to store all your personal data, address, finance, legal, medical, even face recognition? Well, you need to send me something that tells me that's actually true and not a conspiracy theory. So let me know that it's true. We actually talked about this a little bit in the live chat in the pre-show. I'm mostly concerned for driver's license. If it's your rewards card, excuse me, your M Life card, they already know all that shit. Mm-hmm. That's not new news to anybody.
Nope.
My question was, you know, and we were doing this in the pre-show. You've got two bars in the back of your Nevada driver's license. Wayne was telling us one is your personal information and one is that you're in Nevada, I guess. We don't know what it is.
I think it's a state identifier.
Okay. Make sense. So we're thinking, okay, if I scan that driver's license, does it just look at the little barcode that says, yes, as a Nevada resident, you can come in? Or, like Jimmy's freaked out about, is it sucking all your information? I thought this very same thing a couple of weeks ago. So we've decided we know how to test this. And the way you test it is, if you're a local, when you scan your card, put a piece of tape or put your finger over the large barcode on the back of your driver's license, which is the one Wayne's telling us has all your personal data.
Yep.
If it lets you in, then it acknowledges that it's the small one that just says, you're a Nevada guy, come on in. If it doesn't, then I agree that's complete bullshit. And if that is true, I am hopeful somebody in the media discovers that and rips them to shreds, because that kind of shit's complete bullshit. You know what? Makes me want to have a drink. Come on! Alright, it's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show where I show you a picture of a bar or a pub. Might be a
speakeasy. Did you go somewhere while you were fasting and just have some water?
I don't do that I wouldn't go to a bar during a fast day. That's a terrible way to spend time fasting.
Maybe get a water and
right, laugh it up, Chuckles. Mm-hmm. I'm 4 pounds 1 week. Just saying.
Can I have the
bam?
Can I have the celery stalks?
Keep laughing.
In a Bloody Mary?
Okay, we'll see how this goes. All right. So I show you a picture of a bar or a lounge or a speakeasy or a pub, and you send in your answers and tell us what you think. Now, wait a minute. How does that all work, Scott? Can somebody explain it? Well, normally I'd have Wayne do it, but Wayne's clearly a communist and has no friends. Let's have Pops tell us.
Let me tell you what you can win this week.
This week's Lucky Haddam winner can choose any one of three amazing Scott Whitney guitar CDs. Chrismacoustic 1, Chrismacoustic 2, or Gajazzathon.
Yay!
Proudly displayed here by Bob, undisputed king of the video Haddam entry. Or you can choose the comfortable and stylish Vegas Video Network visor like these lucky winners.
Oh.
Available in the standard black and sometimes in the rare, hard-to-find red, popular with the ladies and the Russians.
Sexy.
Or you can choose the premium prize package. The next time you're going to be in Vegas, you can arrange an evening of sophistication and class with the man himself, the guru of all things Vegas, Scott Whitney. Well, okay, at least drinks, laughs, and some priceless conversation.
Well, send your entry into Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. VegasVideoNetwork.com.
All right, thank you, Pops. They say they don't have acid in Florida.
I thought you sent it to Living...
No, it's Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Oh, but it's on air queue at LivingNLV.com.
Yep.
Oh, boy. We got to streamline that someday.
No, we don't. We're looking for smart people. And if you can't follow those two
differentiate
things, we don't want you in. Right? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, is there more to it? Of course there is. There's ways to double your pleasure, double your fun. So, for example...
Double, triple.
Just shut the fuck up. You evil, evil man, you. So, if you are the very first person to provide a correct answer, we'll double your entry. If you're in the live chat and you you send us a correct answer, we'll double your entry. If you send us a picture or a video of one of our CDs in the wild, like, for example, that, there is a baby inside that belly listening to Gajazzathon. That child, by the way, is already Mensa. Or if you're in Russia and you're not afraid to be shot down by the Ruskies, then of course you could do that as well. And is there any other way to win? Lots of ways. Yeah, probably not. Oh.
Bajillion.
I almost forgot.
Make videos.
Greatness happens to you if you own one of those visors. Yeah, you could get a drink on me, which is pretty special. Oh, maybe you like the music. Why wouldn't you? But the real power, my friends, the thing that makes you better than anybody else is be a part of the gallery or galaxy of God. There's Michael and Scott. There's Binky and Bud, who I'm having a Haddam drink with tomorrow. There's Alan and Aaron. Guess what? They are nudists. There they are, naked, and they didn't get the memo. There's Bob and Bob's wife. There's Elle, Danny and Shannon, Craig. There's Glenn, but wait, there's more. Jimmy's a little paranoid. There's Rob, and there is Ken, and Stuart, and Christina. There is Don, and Jackie, and Michael. There's Mike, you, but wait. Hey, Michael! Then there is Pops and Sammy. There is a dog and Britstack. There is Scott. Who the hell is him? Take a good look. It's the last time you'll see him. And there's
Brett. You always
say
that.
I know.
And I just keep showing up.
You keep coming back. Yeah. You're very much like herpes.
Can't get rid of Sammy Hagar.
No, you can't. Okay, here we go. All right, let's take a look at last week's Have a Drink on Me. We got 25 out of 27 correct answers.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There it is.
Have you
pre what? Oh, are you
done there 27?
What? That's for you.
Okay. Well, I think I went over here.
Wait. Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
25 out of 27. The correct answer was Click Bar and Lounge over at the Cosmo. Click Bar and Lounge. Click Bar and Lounge. 25 out of 27. All right. Ready?
Oh, boy.
Get ready.
All right.
Pops in the live chat. Wayne, pay attention. God damn it. Here we go. Number one. Number one entry. Gregor Tappa, who is in the live chat. One for the correct answer. Whoops. So one for the correct answer. One for the live chat. And one more for being the first correct entry. A triple.
Now, you knew he was the first. Why couldn't you have done two when you made that one?
Because I wanted you to do some work. Yeah, fuck. Rob Cole. Just one for the correct answer. And Rob's in the live chat.
It's good to hear you're needed.
Rob Cole gets another one.
It's like a, this is like an abusive spouse relationship.
I feel like it is, and I apologize for that.
I just keep coming back.
I'm sorry. That's not what I want from you. Want to play a little drum solo again? Because that was pretty spectacular last one. Michael Snow. He said he was going for the first. He was actually number three.
The first 30 seconds weren't bad.
Is that before we actually could hear stuff? Or
yeah.
Oh, man, that's not nice. One for Michael Snow in there. And I think Chicago Snowman is, there he is. So Michael Snow gets a doubler. All righty.
You know, you're going to have me draw this. And you know I always draw your entries. I've never drawn one of my own yet.
Isn't that weird? Michael Lazowski, who's known as Mad Chipmunk. One for the correct answer. One for being in the live chat. We continue on. Tom Uglin. He is not in the live chat. Glenn Santa. I saw him in there. Let's see if he's still in there. Oh, he had to leave. Oh, Tom, ooh, just got in there. Tom, put a Tom U in there. Holy crap, look at that. Pretty cool.
Amazing.
That's neat.
Good job painting your bill this month, Tom.
That's right. Glenn Santa. Glenn was in the live chat, but I don't see him in there now. He's in? He's out. Boop, just one. Sorry, Glenn. Curtis Wayfield. Now, Wycliffe. Curtis wrote, the name of the bar was Click, C-L-I-Q-E, like the people who don't like you anymore, Click.
Okay.
He wrote Click, C-L-I-C-K. No.
Judges? No?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We actually would like if you'd actually spell the name of the bar correctly. All right. Gary Romberg, one for the correct answer. He is not in the live chat that I can see. Tammy Mossbrucker, one for the correct answer. Chet Shotness. Let's see if Chet is in there. CB, is that you, Chet? CB in Wisconsin. Yeah, Chet. So Chet S, one for the correct answer, one for being in the live chat. Robert C, also known as Rob 068, Pittsburgh. Let's see if he's hanging out. Robbie Negatory, Ghostwriter. Aaron Perry, not in the live chat, but the most talented card maker in the whole world. Alan in New Hampshire. Or I'm sorry, not Alan. That was, I wanted to say his name right because that was not right. Was it Alan? Andy, for fuck's sake. Come on, Scott.
Slipping.
Sorry, Andy.
I think the heat's getting to you.
Right. Bob McAdams, also known as Baba Louie. Boom. One for there. Brett Barnes. Brent Barnes. One for him. Kevin Whip from the Canada. Let's continue. It's
international.
Todd Rudisil.
With the
Todd
exchange writes, rate, does he get like 1.75?
He gets, well, actually, we get 1.7. We actually give him just MP3 files, no actual CD. Thanks, guys. Until next week, Todd says hello. Thank you, Todd.
Well, it's metric, so it'd be like MP.
Fair enough. Yeah. MP.3.987.
Centimeters.
Andrew Z from Winnipeg, Canada. Andrew writes, hey, Scott, interesting show as always. That's the kind of compliment you want from somebody who likes your show. Yeah, that was
interesting. Yeah.
It's got a, you've got potential. Thanks, Andy. Moving forward. Barbara Shotness. Now, Barbara, he writes, thanks to Steve for giving me his win last week. Looking forward to getting the CD. I actually sent that CD to you today, as a matter of fact. But Barb, that means in essence that you won last week, which means you're greedy, which means no.
Judges,
you are not
judges?
In there. No.
Judges say no.
Judge says
Tomahawk say no.
I'm sorry, Barb, but that's the way we play here. We want fairness. We want love. We want breasts.
Oops.
Fuck, I don't know. Jim Shapenko. Jim writes, from the other California, Pennsylvania. Love the show. Thank you, Jimmy.
California of the Midwest.
And we continue. Mike Beattie writes.
Dear Scott.
Use good.
This week's Haddo is the Click Bar and Lounge at the Cosmopolitan. Now, is it in lounge?
It is, but we're just going with Click. Click's fine enough.
Okay. Okay. Well, but it's not spelled right either.
C-L-I-Q-U-E?
You said C-L-I-Q earlier.
C-L-I-Q-U-E is how you spell that.
Okay. All right.
That's right, right? Yeah, C-L-I-Q-U-E. That's right.
Okay.
Don't fuck
with me. This is audited by Ernst & Young, and I just want to make sure that the standards here are maintained.
Ernst & Young are these two little 14-year-olds down the street who are just learning how to write today.
This week's Haddam is the Click Bar and Lounge at the Cosmopolitan. Let Brett know we are continuing to send prayers and positive thoughts.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful Vegas day. Mike Beatty.
Boom. Thank you, Mike. All right. Barb's thinking all the way back here. It's like a boomerang. She really wants in. She is greedy, that one. Okay. Alan Perry writes, hey, guys. The Haddam Bar is Click at the Cosmo. We walked by this bar almost every day when we were at the Cosmo last week. For whatever reason, we never stopped in for a drink. Before reopening as Click last year, we totally enjoyed Book and Stage, which was in the same space. Click looks like a pretty cool place, but prices seem a little high. That's almost impossible on a strip bar. It needs to go onto our next Haddam pub crawl. We love the show. Keep up the great work, Alan Perry.
Click is where they put, that's the new Book and Stage?
Yes, apparently.
I've been to Book and Stage.
Bob Stepp writes.
Bob Stepp says, this week's Haddam location is Click Bar and Lounge.
Right.
Thank you so much for sharing your talent with us on Living in Las Vegas. Bob Stepp, Oklahoma City. Bob's a smart guy. Why? Because this was sent from his iPhone.
Attaboy. So he's all about the walled garden. I still like it, Bob. That's a meaningful.
Plants
smart.
Are beautiful in there.
The walled garden? That's nice. Very nice.
Keeps the bugs out.
Michael B.
There's no Zika in the walled garden.
Mike writes, dear Scott and Wayne.
Right.
The current Haddam answer is Click at the Cosmo. Mike B. from Chicago. See, he opened it up because he knew we have a rotating people, some of which who are conspiracy theorists who want to tax tourists, and some who actually don't want to do that.
While watching one and eating Swedish meatballs.
Right. You are doomed to fail.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we've got Craig Daughtry, also known as Vegas Dog 222. He gets one for the correct answer. Vegas Dog 222 is in the live chat. Craig writes,
howdy Scott, howdy BG.
Hi.
Hope you are both blessed and well this week. This week's Haddam answer is Click Bar and Lounge at the Cosmopolitan.
Correct.
Scott, yes. I had planned to host your 1,000th show in person last week at the Golden Tiki.
Thanks.
But since that plan washed out, I'd like to honor 1,000 shows by allowing my winning Haddam entry to be thrown out if selected and another name drawn. Big shout out to 1,000 plus shows.
Boom.
Feeling rich this morning since you still owe me a drink. Next trip, my brother, from another mother.
There you go.
Vegas Dog, 222 out.
Thank you there, Craig.
And I and Chris is also a smart guy.
Craig,
excuse me. I'm the idiot.
Wait.
Craig.
Not so much.
No.
But Craig.
Craig's a smart guy. Why? Was this sent from his iPhone? No.
No.
It was sent from his iPad.
Okay. You're feeling pretty good about that. Did you put him in there as well?
No. I'm. Vegas Talk 222.
I'll put him in there.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake. Craig's like, so I have a Haddam with him last week at Golden Tiki, which is where we had our previous Haddam. And he's like, 2 hours before, he's like, oh, hey, brother, can't make it. Friends came in. The fuck am I? I thought I was your friend. According to your fucking written testimony, I'm your brother from another mother. But I'm not good enough to fucking tell your Arizona buddies to fuck stupid.
It's all right. Cry on my shoulder after the
makes
show.
Makes me a little sad. You know, when people are angry, they're actually sad. That's what that all means. That's what I'm feeling.
Yep.
Don't make me cry, Craigie.
I'm going to take you out for some meatballs.
Please
buddy.
Do.
It's okay.
All right, go fuck yourself with those meatballs. I will never walk into that goddamn place. Did you went in there, didn't you?
I'm not going to answer that
you
question.
You went in there, didn't you?
I've been in there 5 times since they
you
opened.
You fucking crazy. Did you buy shit?
Yeah.
What are you building?
Just small stuff so far. We bought, like, I got Hannah some new pots and pans. I got some
Swedish
end tables.
Pots and pans. You know, when you think pots and pans,
oh,
you
it's
think
excellent.
Swedes.
I took my boss and my employees there for lunch 2 Fridays ago.
Trying to piss them off, see who really likes you?
No, they liked it.
Yeah, well,
that's where
I got to tell
you. Yeah, we had three guys at lunch for $18.
Yeah, that's great.
It's awesome.
You want the boss to go, got you all for 18. How you feeling? I feel like you're a douchebag. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Okay, let's get back to work and catch those fucking criminals. Come on, team.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
We had a
Bob,
good one.
Huh?
I had a good one. I'll tell you later.
Bob, I want to do a show about that.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Probably, yeah.
Oh, I like to do that.
Yeah.
Bob LaBerge. Bob is one for the correct answer. Let's see if he's in there. There he is. Vegas, Bob L. One for being in the live chat. Bob is feeling a little bit under the weather. He was the guy who opened up our video and the one who normally does a Haddam video. He writes, no video this week because I think Wayne's going to be your co-host and he's a bit of a douchebag. This week's bar is Click at Cosmopolitan. Hopefully I'm feeling better and we'll have a video next week. I hope you do too. And if it means that I have to, I don't know, you know, shoot Wayne. Well, I will. Anything for the show. And then finally, Gene. The Dancing Machine sends us this bit of cinematography.
Hey, kids. I was going to borrow my wife's car and go to the store, and I found something strange. Most of us are going to think this is funny. Probably one guy is not. Let me show you.
Hey, guys. Take my Gajazzathon CD and turn it into MP3s and put it on this thumb drive so I can use it in the car, okay? Sure, Pops, will do. I should have looked.
Yeah, the wife's got the super-duper car with a super-duper audio system, the super-duper screen, and she's listening to the super-duper Scott Whitney Jazzathon album. Pretty cool. Except some lazy jackass didn't label the tracks, which causes the guy that's worked so hard to become known to become the unknown artist. Sorry about that, Scott. I'll fix it, I swear. I had the kids do this for me so I could listen to it in the car. And
at the government, nobody.
I don't
likes
know what I was expecting because I wasn't paying them much. They was getting paid with
these nuts.
Pops, everybody, he gets one. For the correct answer, he gets one for being in the live chat, and he gets one for that video. It's a triple-double, baby, without the double part.
It's triple single.
It's whatever three. You want to call it. Just yeah. Don't push me. Okay, here we go.
Whoa, sorry. Your assistant Pops gets like 27 more. I need a minute.
Nothing wrong with that. And remember, if Vegas Dog wins, he wants to give that away. Ready? Go.
In through the nose, out through the mouth.
No rush. Meatball. That's gonna be your, I'm going to change your lower third to meatball.
Oh, yeah. International Man of Meatballs.
Pippin Wheatball.
I like International Man of Meatballs. That's good.
Fair enough. We'll do that.
Yeah. Still continuing the streak.
What is it?
Not an extra entry.
Remember, though, is it? But did they have no extra entries? Because if
had,
they did, then it.
They had no extra entries.
Well, that's fascinating. What do we have?
We have from Winnipeg, Canada.
Fuck. That means it's going to cost me $400 to ship.
Drewzy.
Hey, Andrew, congratulations. You won. I'm so happy for you. How about you come to Vegas and I buy you a drink? What do you say, buddy?
Andrew, if you could request that like next day air, that would really,
okay.
Really make me happy.
Congratulations, Andrew. I'm just kidding. You may not get it until next month, but God bless you. I hope you enjoy your CD.
CDA.
Yeah, because I can send that media mail. It's a little cheaper.
Okay.
Whatever you want, brother. Get the. I have a cream hat over there, too. Okay, here we go. Here's this week's Have a Drink on Me. Don't look at the clues.
I'm looking at the picture.
Okay. You know you have a big monitor right over there, right? Just so you know. Okay. Clue number one. You must be on Le Boulevard to find this place. You must be on Le Boulevard. Divine this place. Hit number two, which is confusing, given its ethnicity doesn't match the property where it's found. This is a little confusing, because the ethnicity of this place doesn't match the property where it's found. And hit number three, oh yeah, there's one of these in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hit number three. There's one of these in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. If you know the answer, you're going to send it to Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. There you go, everybody. Thank you very much, Wayne, for being mean-spirited and cruel.
Just bringing the truth and telling it like it is.
But I do want to thank you for bringing IKEA in as a sponsor. Because clearly that's the only way why they would have shown up in the restaurant category. All right, way to go, IKEA. Thanks for joining along. Hey, if you want to send us a voicemail, you can. All you got to do is go to our homepage, or any page, actually. Hit that little red tab on the right side. It'll pop up a box. You'll click that guy and start recording because you have a microphone attached to your computer. We're on all kinds of social media stuff. Keep an eye out for us. We're on the iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. We're on the YouTube. Give us a thumbs up and share us with all your friends. Is there more ways you can find us? Hell yeah.
Can I tweet at you?
Well, if you can, but I don't think you can because you don't actually listen to the show. Roku, we have 32,150 plus people who have actually downloaded our deal. We're on Stitcher, we're on TuneIn, we're on Chromecast. We're on Apple, Google, and Fire TV. We're on Google Play. And, of course, we're on the Vegas Video Network. I'm Scott. That there is Wayne. Take a good look at him because we may have to let him go given his personality and mean-spirited things he said. Although the Swedes like him, and that means he's pretty much balanced with everybody, we may, in fact, bring him back for more. Probably a good chance we will. All right. That's it, everybody. We'll see you guys next week on the Vegas Video Network. Thank you.